USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A shooting at a naval station in Pensacola, Florida has left 3 people dead. The suspect was a pilot in Saudi Arabia's Air Force in the U.S. for training since 2017. Authorities say he opened fire in a classroom building when police shot and killed him. The gunman was Mohammed Saeed Al-Shamrani, a member of the Saudi Air Force. He was stationed in Pensacola as it's the Navy's primary base for aviation training. Reporter Naomi Ruckham.
President Trump says the Saudi king called to express condolences.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter.
Like most Americans on the base, the Saudi airman was not supposed to be armed. The base commander says, with few exceptions, only security personnel are supposed to carry weapons. That's now part of the FBI's investigation.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from The Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
The president is rejecting the House Judiciary Committee's invitation to participate in the impeachment inquiry, calling it completely baseless and unfair. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
This is a president who says, I'm just not going to participate. I'm not going to give you documents. I'm not going to send my representatives. And he's wanted it both ways. He's previously called the proceedings unfair because he doesn't have his lawyers and his evidence there. And now he says, I'm only going to do this when the Republicans are controlling the rules.
The Supreme Court has granted President Trump a temporary stay in his request to block a subpoena requiring 2 financial institutions to hand over his records to House Democrats. The stay comes less than a week after the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that Deutsche Bank and Capital One must hand over the documents to the House Intelligence and Financial Services Committees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A New Jersey man who's accused of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars after creating a fake online fundraiser for a homeless veteran has pled guilty as part of a plea deal. USA's John Hunt has more.
Mark D'Amico's guilty plea for one count of misapplication of entrusted property brings the case against him, as well as his girlfriend and the homeless man, each of whom pled guilty earlier this year to state and federal charges in connection with the scam, closer to a resolution. D'Amico is expected to be sentenced next April and has agreed to 5 years in prison as part of the deal. D'Amico's plea means he's admitting to spending the more than $400,000, but not that he was behind the ruse, with girlfriend Kate McClure and the homeless man Johnny Bobbitt Jr. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A Los Angeles jury has determined that businessman Elon Musk didn't defame a British diver in 2018 when he called the man a pedo guy after a fight over the rescue of 12 boys and their coach trapped in a Thai cave. Vernon Unsworth sued Musk in September 2018 after the SpaceX and Tesla CEO posted tweets insulting the diver. The case stems from an offer by Musk to send miniature submarines to aid in the rescue of the trapped soccer team. Unsworth was critical of his offer, which led to a public feud online, where he referred to Unsworth as a child rapist. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.